Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Exploring Theology course. My name is Will Howard, and I'm going to be your tutor for this course. The purpose of this video is to introduce myself, so you know who it is, who's leading you through this, and also to explain how the course is going to work, because it's a combination of online materials and also in-person and online gatherings. So, firstly, a little bit about me. I'm based at Christchurch Priory, just outside Bournemouth. I've been there for the last 25, 26 years or something like that. I'm a licensed lay minister. I also work in the mission and ministry team for the diocese. I also have some cats, and one of them in particular is likely to make an appearance at various inopportune moments during these videos, but I'll introduce you to him when he finally turns up and pokes his head around the corner. How is this all going to work? Well, first of all, let's just have the outline of the course. So this is what's involved in the Exploring Theology course. First of all, we've got our first session, which is, Who is God? That's where we're going to start. And then we go on to, Who are we? Then we're going to look at, Why is the Bible important? Then we're going to look at, Why is the church important? And then we're going to go on to, How we worship, how do we worship and pray? And finally, how do we live out our everyday life? Now, as we engage with these questions over the course of the course, we're going to be doing theology. And, of course, that immediately sort of raises the question, well, what is theology? And there are all sorts of definitions, and we're going to come to some of those as the course proceeds. But the purpose of this video is to explain, as I say, how the course is going to work. And one of the things that I'm keen that we do with this is, rather than talk about theology, we actually do it. So the focus here is to do theology rather than just talk about it, so that we explore it. That's why it's called Exploring Theology rather than discussing theology or chatting about theology or that kind of thing. So the image that comes to mind of that is that of learning to swim. Here's a full-size swimming pool, and you could be standing on beside the swimming pool and thinking, okay, and if you didn't know how to swim, what would you do? These days, you probably say, okay, well, I might just go and probably go on YouTube and say, right, how do I swim? How do I learn to swim, type of thing? Fair enough. But you can stand looking at the water, and you can talk about how to swim, and what the technique is, and so on and so forth, different ways of swimming, and so forth. But eventually you're going to have to get into the water, and rather than stand on the outside, as it were, doing this course, I want us to get into the water. Now, there are going to be times when we're going to so we dive in, and we're like, whoa! And there are going to be moments where you're going to be thinking, really don't know what's going on here. And you're thinking, I'm under the water, panic, type of thing. Don't panic. Relax. You're going to bob up to the surface. It's all going to be fine. It's much better to get in the water rather than just stand on the outside looking in. So that's the idea. So bear that in mind as we go along. There'll be moments, because of the way that we're doing this course, where you're thinking, hang on a second, what on earth is Will asking us to do here? And I really don't, I'm not sure where this question leads, and I'm not quite sure. Don't panic. It's all absolutely fine. Rather than me just talk to you for the entire time, it's much better that you go like, okay, I'm actually doing this. I'm learning how to think theologically, and not just think theologically, but also learn to live theologically. So this becomes part of the way that you are as a Christian. Because of this approach, many of the preparatory activities for this course take the form of guided reflections. So let me explain their format. The way they're going to work is I'm going to talk a little bit, and then I'm going to invite you to think about something I've just said, to reflect on it, to ponder it, to mull it over, sort of chew it over, just like, okay, let me think about this a bit. To that end, one of the things that will be helpful is if you have a notebook where you can just jot down your thoughts as you go, in part because when we then come to meet both in person and online, your notes and reflections will be what we'll be drawing on for when we have our more seminar-style discussions together. So it's important that you have those notes and reflections so you can remember what you were actually thinking when I was asking you the questions I was asking you to think through. One of the other things about this is that because we're trying something slightly different this way, this is more like the kind of material that you would have if you came to a seminar in an old school kind of way of doing it. But this way, we can do it all at our own pace in advance of the seminars, and you get the time to think. You hear the input from me, and it's proving for the when we've tried it in other contexts, it's proving to work very well. So I hope it will work well for you. But there's one thing about this is that, say, for example, I'm going to ask you a question and then I'm going to say, OK, take 5 minutes to think about this. Do take those 5 minutes. The way we're going to work it is that I'm just going to leave the camera running when it comes to moments like that in the video. So you'll see me, normally I'll be in that little circle down the bottom left or somewhere on the screen. And as I give you those 5 minutes to think about it, the question will be on the screen for you to mull over. Take those 5 minutes. The time will elapse in real time, okay? And then I'll ask you another question, which will just take things a little bit further or look at things from a different angle. And so you go like, oh, okay, right, now. Okay, Will wants us to think about it. And, you know, okay, right, let me have a think about it from that angle. You see, now, there's no reason why you can't pause the video at any point and think, actually, what I'd like to do at this point, whoa, what you've just asked, Will, this question that you've just suddenly thrown at me is just, like, really big. So I want to go for a walk, or I want to just stretch my legs, go and make a cup of tea, so on and so forth. Obviously, just pause the video and then come back and carry on. One of the other things is that the slides for these talks, these tutorials will all be online. You can download them as a PDF. Also, the audio for this will also be there for you to download if you prefer just to listen to it and look at the slides rather than have me sort of bobbing away on the screen. What else? Also, because we're using the platform that we're using to record these, if you want to see the transcript of what I'm saying as I'm talking to you now, there will also be the link which you can click on, and then you can see the transcript happening alongside the video. Or we can just, I think, get it so that we can just download the transcript in its entirety and you can read it. So hopefully, whichever method is going to work for you, it'll be there. I've been talking about the notes, to make notes as you go along. In terms of the overall guided reflections, for each seminar that we meet online or in person, there'll be about 3 to 4 hours of time. And I'm going to chunk those reflections into probably about 4 videos for each time. So it'll be like Exploring Theology Session 1, Video 1. Exploring Theology Session 1. Video 2 type of thing. As I say, that probably sounds a lot, but actually a lot of that time I'm not adding any new content. I'm just giving you the space to think about it, and I'll be pottering away at my desk here whilst you take that time. And as I say, you bring those responses and those reflections and what you've been mulling over, you'll bring it together. One of the things to say about that is, obviously, if you have reflections and things that you don't wish to share when you come together, that's absolutely fine. It's okay. It's not as if, oh, my word, I don't want to write that down because if I might have to say that. No. Total privacy with regards to whatever, because we're dealing with major stuff here. I mean, the major stuff of life. You only have to share to the degree that you're comfortable to share, okay? It's all fine, that. Other thing to say, I don't want you to watch all the videos in one go. That would be bad. Just like, I'm going to slog my way through these videos. The seminars are spaced out every 2 weeks, yeah? More or less, apart from the last one, which is a little bit tighter, but we can come to that in due course. And again, the purpose behind spacing them out so that the seminars are every 2 weeks is so that you have time to let this sink in. Okay, so here's an analogy that some of you who've met me may have heard me use on in other contexts. Two ways of approaching this kind of thing is to think of it in terms of a microwave. You're going to find out that there are a lot of cooking metaphors that I use as the course goes on. Microwave is one way of approaching it. It's just like, right, there are four videos to watch. I'm going to walk one through. I'm going to increase the speed time. Zzz, 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 and we'll talk really quickly and boom, done type of thing. And that's a microwave approach to this, which is not what I'm recommending you to do. The better approach for this kind of thing is to think of it more like a slow cooker. To take time. So if there are four videos, space them out. You only need to watch one at a time or half of one at a time. You go like, okay, that's enough now to think about that. That's some major things and I need to let that settle. And it's all just like, oh, another cooking metaphor, just like things marinate. Just give it time to let the flavors, as it were, develop. And then you'll be able to resume. And your reflections and how you're feeling, and because it's not just this stuff. It's our emotions, how we're feeling in our bodies, and all that kind of thing as we go along. It's very, you know, it's a whole person type of thing that we're doing here. So don't watch them all at once. You'll get more out of it that way. Then. After each of these sessions, the preparatory materials, you'll also see that on the same webpage where this video is embedded, you'll also see that there are some recommended readings, or recommended resources rather, and some optional resources. Now, because of me being your tutor, you're going to hear a lot of me talking. There's nothing I can do about that, I'm afraid. I could put on different silly accents, but I don't think that's going to help. After you've gone through the preparatory materials, you'll see that if you have time, to the degree that you have time, and the degree that you want to pursue these things and different trains of thought, there are some alternative videos to watch. So, for example, there'll be a video with Paula Gooder interviewing the former Archbishop, Rowan Williams, and he'll be talking about what theology is and different ways of approaching things and so on. So you'll get different angles to the kind of things that I'm talking about, but with the kind of building blocks in place from what I've been saying, then you'll be in a good position to go and explore those resources. And again, just to stress, they are recommended and optional. There is no expectation that you work your way through all of these. You know, this is not meant to be, oh, I've got to tick everything off on the list. It's, you know, if you have time to watch one of them or a couple of them, brilliant. Or listen to a podcast or read an article or whatever it may be, or a blog post or something like that, fine. But if you don't, there's no problem. Don't worry. Just come along. And you'll hear somebody else who may have engaged with one of those resources. And you'll go like, oh, that's interesting. Actually, I'll follow that up. Okay. Right. There we go. Almost finally for this introduction, the in-person and online sessions. So they're going to take the form of a guided discussion. So having done these sort of guided reflections and thinkings and preparatory, sort of followed these videos through, you then come to OAP for the first session and the final session. And the ones in the middle are online. Those are the venues at the time of recording. Things may change. You never know. But for this first instance, that's where they are. And then so we'll gather either in person or online. And the idea is to consolidate what we've learned through going through these reflections and the videos. And then in our conversation, as we draw out the various things that we've been asked to think about, then we'll extend that learning a little bit, because we always learn so much more. This is one of the wonderful things I enjoy about doing this kind of thing, is that I learn so much from these conversations, because we all bring our different angles and perspectives, and you go like, oh my word, I'd never thought about it from that way. And then suddenly, boom, my horizons have been extended. And that kind of thing happens for all of us in these conversations. So that's what's going to happen both in person and online. But that's why it's really important that you make those notes and you engage with the reflections as we go along, because that way, when we come together, we'll get so much more out of it as a consequence. So let me pull back and just say, really, a very warm welcome to the course. And if at any stage you want to get in touch with me about something that you're engaged with as you go along, so on and so forth, you want to follow up on something, then drop me a line. We've got quite a few people on the course, so if you do that, just bear with me. I'll try and get back in touch with you as soon as I can. Contact details will be on the same webpage as all the other bits, including this video. So there we go. So that's the introduction. Welcome. And I would encourage you now, when you're ready, you've got your notebook, you're sitting comfortably, it's all good to go, then over to session one, where we begin with, who is God?